your website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face important issues, issues that affect our nation, issues that are affecting the church, Christians, and citizens in general. We're talking about an issue today that I believe we need to seriously consider. An issue today, should Christians help others break the law? We're talking about the illegal invaders coming into America, crossing our borders illegally, and yet we have religious non-government organizations shielding them, receiving mega hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government to give food, clothing, and shelter. And we've discovered that some are even domiciled in Mexico, i.e. those American organizations, 501c3s, with hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government, domiciled across the border, instructing illegals how to get in, providing them with cell telephones, monies, defense lawyers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Multitudes are breaking the law. How should we view that? Is it okay? Is it all right? I've read dozens and dozens and dozens of scriptures that are being used by the many churches, many denominational organizations that use those verses to validate that it's okay. It is all right. You can the illegals can come in, break the law, coming in illegally, and then Christians and churches and pastors, non-government organizations made up and paid for by the government taxpayers' dollars out of religious denominations, assisting individuals to break the law, housing them, hiding them, sheltering them, defending them, standing up for them. Now listen, we need to love others, but there's not anything in the scripture that says that a Christian ought to break the law and help lawbreakers in crossing the border illegally. We're going to talk about that extensively today. And the reason for that being, not only do we have the U.S. Government, the federal government, through President Trump, setting up, requiring, developing more stringent rules, regulations, guidelines, and laws for illegals or against illegals to have those coming in illegally where they will be sent back or punished in some fashion. We have recently witnessed Governor DeSantis sign a new bill into law for the state of Florida, we'll talk about that, that restricts very, very, very much those that will break the law by coming in as illegal invaders. And now we have two bills that simultaneously being discussed with the city council in Jacksonville that will enhance the police and sheriff's department with enforcement of laws against illegal invaders. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a grave situation in America, and I believe it's very, very harmful and can be nothing less than a demonic delusion that's causing a source of division in America. Multitudes of religious organizations operating with hundreds of millions of dollars that are supposedly Christian, and yet helping others break the law. We want to get into that. I want your opinion, your thoughts. Is it wrong to send an illegal invader back home to his home? Is it wrong for Christians to hide, shroud, and protect rapists, robbers, murderers, those that are illegally in America? I want to know what your thoughts are, because it has reached a crescendo in America where we're seeing it destroying, dividing our nation's cohesiveness. And as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. As Jesus discusses that with his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then Jesus himself says, "I am truth," in John 14:6. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is what we need to stand on. And that's the missing element, I believe, in the debate and the wrangling and the argument in relationship to the immigration laws in America. We keep hearing, well, you know, we can't stop the illegals from coming in. That was what we heard for 4 years with Joe Biden. Between 20 and 22 million illegals entered as a result of that. But yeah, when Donald Trump came in office, what was it, 70 days ago, all of a sudden we have a totally sealed southern border. Didn't take new laws, just took enforcement of the laws that we have on the books. We need to go back to what is truth. Truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we're finding today. It is a delusion of saying that that a lie is truth. It is taking a half-truth and making a whole lie out of it. And the problem is we have so many in America today, the millennials in particular, that 55% of them say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Therein lies the difficulty in our nation. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth even to death. And that's my position. That's what we want to talk about and look at today. Is it truthful? Is it honest? Is it integrity? Is it virtuous for Christians to stand up for and protect those that are breaking the laws of our land, that are coming in illegally and not paying any attention to what our laws call for? I'm looking at an article, statement by John Adams. It is religion and morality alone that can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is virtue. Another statement by John Adams, if thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before to be a civilized nation made free. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing virtuous in breaking the law and helping rapists, robbers, thieves, and murderers to be shrouded, protected, and to stand up for them. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with U.S. glory flowing atop of that flagpole. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we'll open our phone lines and invite you to call. Love to have your dialogue and discussion on it. Should Christians, should churches, should pastors, should religious NGOs take a stand protecting illegal invaders that are raping, robbing, and murdering our citizens. Should a Christian, church, pastor, religious organizations defend against the immigration laws of America? Should Christians defend the illegal invader that comes in, participates in, and takes off Medicaid, for example, that's now, I believe, some $16 billion deficit sent out in block grants to states for states to provide? And yes, the illegal invaders are able to go into the healthcare associations and systems and doctors and get medical care, and it's taking away from the U.S. citizens today. And I could go on and on and on, but that's my position. I believe that it's illegal. I believe it's wrong. I believe there should be some recognition that it's not moral, it's not ethical, it's not virtuous for a Christian, for a church, for a religious organization that's taken a position of taking funds from the federal government as an NGO. Not virtuous at all to be able to defend someone that's breaking the law. What say you? 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question. A comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood, this, especially the Democrats and some of the rhinos, they are going half crazy. Not half crazy. They are crazy. And think about when that young lady, I think she was 12 years old, and these illegals raped her and killed her. And they were sent back, and they came back across the border. And how can, let me ask this question also, how can, I call a little peons, a judge tell the man that runs the country, the commander-in-chief, send that plane back?
Well, Kenneth, cut it very, very close and short and quick. A judge cannot, and I think we're going to find that right now Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is entertaining legislation that would basically put judges out of the, off their bench if they try to do that. I think those judges, whether they say it or not, they're sitting back in the closet now wondering, should I shut up, get out of town, what should I do? Because the handwriting's on the wall. It's not going to hold up in the, how would you say, the microscopic view of the Supreme Court. But it's a matter of taking time, 60, 80, 90, 120 days from now before relief is given. But Kenneth, the question is, let me ask a question to you and very quickly give a response. We've got others that we need to get to on the line. But the question is, should Christians protect these illegal invaders by housing them, clothing them, and lying for them, and standing like in city council and in the wells of the House and Senate debating against it, or in marches and demonstrations as in our colleges and universities tearing down and destroying the legal warp and woof in society because they're demanding that these illegals, those that are against America, those that are here for harm and hurt of America, that's standing for them. Should there be laws that would make that illegal for ones to stand and do that? Or even the top priority, my question, how can a Christian that's supposed to obey God and obey the laws, should a Christian, if you've got a person that's just robbed a bank, he runs into a Christian's home, says, protect me, shroud me, lie for me, defend me. Should a rapist or a robber be able to say to the church that I want you to defend me, protect me, if they've committed murder, etc.? So why should a Christian, a church, or a religious organization defend someone that's breaking the law? Is that moral? Is it ethical? Is it biblical? And should it happen, Kenneth, in your opinion?
I'm going to tell you, like Joshua, when he took Jericho down and it went to Ai, I think that was the name of the city, and one guy took the treasures that was supposed to be for the Lord and hid it in himself, hid it for himself, and what did Joshua do? He got killed. This administration now, they are stepping up and standing up. And everybody is against this man. Everybody's against Trump.
Well, that's because he's doing the right thing. It's not making him perfect, but he's doing the right thing. But, Kenneth, one of the things that I want us to have as a major takeaway from this broadcast today is the fact that it is unbiblical, unethical, unholy, ungodly for a church or for a Christian to stand up and try to defend that which is indefensible, and that is the breaking of the law coming into America. Now, saying that they're here, and the Bible says we need to welcome them, we need to welcome the stranger. We need to help the foreigners and make things available to them. That is not a biblical truth if the lawbreakers are the ones that you're trying to help. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, that we take a stand and realize that we've got to defend America. We've got to defend biblical virtue, morals and ethics and values. And a Christian cannot do that if the Christian is breaking the law by trying to cover and shroud the one that's the lawbreaker. But, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. Keep on praying. Keep looking up. And thank you so much for your call. God bless you today. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the questions and comments, please.
How you doing, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Romans 13:1 through, I think, 13:7, Paul is responding, basically telling the Romans, or those that are in Rome there, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except for God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. That's basically a biblical verse that tells us to obey. We may not agree with that government, which then brings me back to the Pharisees trying to entrap Jesus at the temple, and he says, hand me a coin. And whose inscription is on this coin? Caesar. Well, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar, but give unto God those things that are God's. I understand that we're supposed to welcome strangers, charity for the poor, and things of that nature there, but when they are in conflict with the laws of God and the laws of man, there is not a single NGO out here that should be doing anything to help an illegal alien, particularly a criminally or a criminally motivated illegal alien in their quest to become a United States citizen or to become a naturalized citizen here in the United States of America. We are a country of laws, and once the judicial system is not for the people, it no longer is for the country. It can do no good. So in my case, what I'm thinking is the borrower is beholden to the lender or giver, and the government has given these NGOs a major substantial boost in income, and they were willing to do whatever the administration, particularly the last administration, directed them to do. So they're not doing anything that I would consider a Christian mission.
Absolutely. In fact, I've read article after article after article, and the overwhelming majority of those advocates for the Christian NGOs and for the churches and the pastors and Christians in general to go out of the way to try to assist, it's because they continue to bring up the text in relationship to welcoming the stranger, welcoming the one that is the foreigner coming into your borders. But I'm looking at an article to talk about principles to help Christians navigate the immigration debate. I'm going to read a portion of this and then get your take on it. This writer says, right now, immigration is in the news. Congress is debating various proposals involved with the border security. Immigration and border security are complicated issues, and faithful Christians will likely disagree on exactly what the best specific policies may be. Yet we can find in Scripture a basic framework to think about as the issues well before us and let it guide our engagement as citizens. And the article then states, Romans 13:4, Paul explains that God delegates power to the civil authorities, which are God's servants, for good. The government's first job is to protect its citizens. Good, powerful statement. The responsibility involves carefully screening who is coming into the country and setting the appropriate limits for how many can come and or enter. Without national borders, a nation cannot be secure from those who, in a fallen world, intend to harm it. Acts 17:26, Paul says that it is God who puts people in their nations and boundaries, implying the legitimacy of borders. Moreover, ancient Israel had borders and respected their borders from their neighbors. Christians should see border security as means. Christians shouldn't see border security as mean-spirited, misguided, or unnecessary, but as a vital function for the God-ordained civil government. What say you? I'm in full agreement with it. What is your take on that? Should Christians look at border security as being something less than God-honoring and biblical?
They should. Okay. Let's start with the borders there. They're using those passages, if I remember correctly, from somewhere after Exodus, where God's reminding the nation of Israel to welcome strangers because you too were a stranger in a foreign land prior to his mighty hand bringing you out of
it. Yes, that's in Exodus 22.
Yeah, so there's a difference between charity and breaking your back, because if you also recall when Israel came into the land, as they crossed the Jordan there, God told them to the inhabitants there, he told them, the inhabitants here will corrupt you. They will definitely corrupt you. They will take you away from your duties to God, that you should not have these foreigners amongst you unless they were willing, you know, to give up their gods and worship, you know, God himself, your God, the God of Israel. So it's something that Christians need to look at, and they have to use a little bit of discernment, a little bit of wisdom. If you lie down with dogs, you're going to get fleas, but it's just the way it goes.
Yeah. One of the things, let me cover two or three verses that in a modern translation is being used today. For example, do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. That's the one you're referring to earlier in Exodus 22,
yes,
21. Leviticus 19:34, the foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt yourself. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 19:34. Matthew 25:35, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me. Well, number one, Matthew 24:25 are prophetic eschatological text, and it's talking about, if you look at verse 31, for example, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus talking about when he returns with all of his holy angels, he's going to judge the nations for how they've treated the 144,000 Jewish evangelists during the days of the tribulation. It's not talking about current time. Many churches set up food pantries and clothing closets and shelter availability. Some churches pass out charge cards or debit cards. They can go out and spend money on whatever they want to, because they think they're answering the call in Matthew 25, verse 31 through 42, and they're not. But the bottom line is, the scripture says it very, very clear. For example, just one of them in Titus chapter 3. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to for every good work. It is talking about obeying the laws. And you touched on Romans 13 a moment ago. Romans 13, 1 through 7 in particular. God gave us government to protect the good and prosecute the evil. And unless it is a law that counters the word of God, we're to obey that law. And yet somehow, some way, there's a mindset today that, immigration laws are bad. We've got folks that want to come. They've crossed the border. They've risked their lives. After all, they're persecuted and prosecuted in their own nation, and we need to just have no borders. Well, there's not a nation on the face of the globe, Jim, that's ever survived that didn't have borders. You remove the borders, we destroy the nation. And yet I am grieved that I find that with Christians and churches and pastors and religious organizations trying to tear down and destroy America and defending the illegal that's coming in. And I made the statement, you wouldn't find a Christian that would, I don't think you'd find a Christian that says it's okay to defend an abortionist or one that's committed murder, for a Christian to defend a rapist or a robber or murderer and to shelter that person. And yet that's exactly what they're doing, unknown, unseen, if we're doing that. Now, one other question, Jim, before I let you go. There's two bills that's being bounded about in city council. One of them that is a stringent immigration bill that will give local police authorities the authority to arrest and fine and jail and turn over to ICE any illegal that comes in to the boundaries of Duval County, and also provide funding to buy the technology for the sheriff's department to have machine or a system in each vehicle, each patrol car, that will be able to check that person and determine if they're legal or illegal. Do you think that's good or bad? There's a lot of uproar downtown about it. A lot of these bleeding heart liberals that are saying that they're immigrants coming in, we need to embrace them, love them, hug them, take care of them. So what are your thoughts on that?
I would assume that this bill being put forward is being put forward by a conservative on the city council. I don't see Donna Deegan going along with anything of that nature there, but I'm not too well versed on this particular bill. But I have no issues with the bill. First of all, those that are here illegally are using the resources that are supposed to be available to United States citizens. Anybody that could justify their being here whenever victims of the last two hurricanes, particularly in North Carolina, were being told, well, here's $750, but yet you're going to turn around and tell this illegal immigrant, you know, oh, we're going to put you up in a hotel and we're going to give you an EBT card and SNAP benefits and Medicare. You're not even offering that to your citizens whenever they have suffered at the natural disaster where they've lost, you know, home, car, relatives, or whatever they've lost. It's not an easy thing to have a shelter one day and then the next day it's taken away. And then your government says no.
Well, Jim, there's a lot of folks now that are all upset with Donald Trump and his president administration because of DOGE, and they're claiming that Trump was going to deplete, take away from Social Security and Medicaid, and yet it's the opposite of that. I'm looking at a headline, Medicaid spending on illegal aliens has cost the taxpayers $16.2 billion under the open border policy of Joe Biden for 4 years, and it is increasing. So what it's doing, it's taking the medical facilities and the cost thereof and giving it to illegals and taking away from those that are American citizens and need it. It's doing the same thing in our schools, colleges, universities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is antithetical to anything that would be called correct policy and procedure for a nation, and yet we see that taking place and those bleeding heart liberals thinking that it should continue. So, Jim, it deserves our prayer and consideration, and it deserves every citizen, especially here in Duval County, to call your city councilman and say, pass the bill. We need the legislation, even though we have the legislation for the state of Florida now doing very much the same thing. By the way, you touched on Donna Deegan. She's already said that she doubts that she would sign that bill if they pass it in Duval County. So you touched on the right keynote.
Who saw that coming?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jim, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you
thank you, sir. Keep looking up today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, should Christians help others break the law? We have Ron on the line. Ron, go over the question very quickly.
I just want to answer the first part of the question. Should Christians, I honestly believe that if you name the name of Jesus, you should hear the heart of Jesus throughout all the scripture. And his heart is, when he talks about the kingdom, it's a kingdom made for citizens. And if we're trying to abide by the heart of Jesus, when he speaks of...
Ron, I hate to interrupt you. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Can I ask you to hang on, and right after the news, we'll come back and get back with your question and comment?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face...